So we have just attended an executive session that pertained to the governing body of addressing collective bargaining agreements. And in that regard, are there any actual items that the board wants to offer at this time?
Yes. I would like to offer that we change it from a three-year agreement to either a one-year or a 12-month or an 18-month agreement. I don't know if I have to make a specific motion until we talk about it, or if I make a specific motion for a time frame.
Well, we can discuss it given that time frame, the spread of the time frame, but the motion itself is going to have to be discrete to a finite time frame, either 1 year, 1.5 year, or whatever. So,
I'll make it 1.5 years then. So I'll make a motion for that, to go back to the union and ask for that 18 months.
I'll second that.
Okay. Very good. Warren discussion?
Second. I second it. Appleton seconded.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Is there a discussion?
Rebecca?
Discussion is that we are talking with the fire department about merging and or consolidation or contract or other things. We're not quite sure where we're going to be, but a year and a half gives us a chance to, the union has a year and a half, and then at that point we can review it again and see where we are after we have a chance to look at where we're going to be.
I agree. I think that a shorter time frame actually protects our paramedics more than a three-year contract, given that they would be potentially subject to a complete renegotiation with Fire District 3 down the road. Not necessarily so, but council says that's possible, if not likely. Additional discussion? Dr. Sweeney?
No.
Mona Lisa?
I have nothing.
From you, Dr. Appleton, any additional comments?
The one year proposal as opposed to 18 months does give us more laterality with a merger or whatever fire wants to call it these days. The problem with that is then we'd start renegotiating the contract next summer and still be in the same issue. 15 months or 18 months would mean a new council. 18 months would mean a new elected council would be negotiating at that time. The question in my mind, looking at all of this, is how you're going to meld these, if this happens, how you would meld two budgets that are don't mesh at the moment, and how you're going to meld two environments that are quite a bit different. And I've been through this before. It's not going to happen overnight. So I think a year is too short. 18 months, and all of a sudden now we're tying things up even more. It's a hard decision. I'd do 15 months because nothing happens in November and December anyway around here, or any place that I've ever worked. And especially if at the end of a council and you've got a lame duck council, you're not going to get much done with this depth of a contract. People aren't going to want to make decisions for the next council that way and tie them up. So I'd say 15 months.
So are you offering that as an amendment to
Rebecca's? I'm
offering that
as an amendment, 15 months.
Okay. Is there a second to the potential amendment?
I think it's really difficult to talk about something, that make a decision about something that's so abstract that it's maybe going to happen or maybe not going to happen. And I think the intention here is to protect our paramedics. And there is the concern that shortly we will have a different board. And so in a way, a shorter time period makes sense, although it is more work for everyone. Does anyone have anything to add to that?
Mark? So was that a second, Annalisa?
I'm just saying it's hard to, it's, this is just so abstract. We're talking about a huge maybe. And, you know, I'd rather not read all of this in 15 months, and I'm sure the chief would rather not do this as well. You know, I guess I would just stay with 18 months just because it's half of what we have now.
Dr. Appleton's amendment is going to die unless we get a second.
I can't second my own amendment, so I guess I just...
Well, of course not.
Don't look at me. Look at those guys.
I am looking at you, but I'm going to offer a second because I think, all things considered, it makes more sense at 15 months versus 18. And part of where I'm coming from is that historically, on an as-needed basis, the union and the paramedics did very well with a one-year extension to the original contract. So I think that, you know, sure they could push back from this, but I think, as Annalisa says, you know, our main goal is to protect our paramedics as much as we can. And I think 15 months gives a little edge in enhancing that protection than 18 months. So there is a second to the amendment. Unless there are additional comments, I call for a vote on Dr. Appleton's amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Unanimous, so the amendment prevails. And that is changes Rebecca's motion that we can procedurally should actually re-vote on that as well. So you want to read the amended motion, Rebecca?
I just want to dump the original in trash. Can I do that?
Okay. You can.
Can we do that?
One or the other is the same endpoint. So we can adopt. If you dump yours, then we there. Dr. Appleton's amendment,
now read it,
the primary motion.
You're the motion, yes.
Has passed. So it's no longer an amended motion. It's a motion, and it's already passed. So it passed unanimously. So that's it. We want to go back to the union and renegotiate for a 15-month contract as opposed to the as-written three-year contract. Any other actionable items from the executive session?
I don't know how to approach this, but we had quite a discussion about the drug issue and how we're going to do that, and if there's certain levels. Let me start again for the audience, because they don't know what I'm talking about much more than I don't know what I'm talking about. It's the testing policy for drug and alcohol testing. We've made changes in that program in this document, and the questions I raised were, in submitting to a drug test, some of the intoxicants, namely marijuana and CBD, which has a scattered history throughout the United States and in different states, what you're actually testing is a non-intoxicating product, where if someone smoked a joint of marijuana 3 days ago, their urine would show the breakdown product today, but they wouldn't be intoxicated. So I'm having an issue with how you're going to interpret this. I don't want to get in an argument over this with the union or any one individual, but it's a difficult area. And so we had a long discussion on this. But if we're going to adopt a zero-tolerance program, and if that's what this says, I just need to make sure that the union understands that this is zero-tolerance. That urine test is positive, it's positive. There's no argument about it, other than the contaminants, which are many, as we discussed. So I see this is ripe for discussion and confusion. And I don't know exactly what to do with it, but I'm just voicing my concern. But I don't think anyone has a good answer. We discussed this at length. But I just need to make sure that the union understands what they're getting into, is zero tolerance, period. That's the way this is written.
They've had zero tolerance the last contract, is that not right?
Yes.
It was.
Correct.
So it has been zero tolerance before, so they know that. I think the difference is...
It's been zero tolerance before. I don't know if they know it, but you're right. They should know it.
Well, they negotiated it, so it's been for 4 years or something.
I think since we're going back to the bargaining table with regards to the term of the contract, that our representative, starting with Chief Marthen, can mention what you said, Dr. Appleton, and elicit, you know, understanding from them that should satisfy your concerns. I think your concerns are well-founded. It's a nuance, but, you know, sometimes nuances are telling. And that could be understood, and that should be the end of it.
Fine with me. Good luck, Jerry.
Okay.
Any other comments or actionable items with regards to the contract for the paramedics? Okay, I see a bunch of no's, it seems like. Body language. Yes, Warren.
No, I've just looked. Give me a second.
Okay. 1001.
Yeah. On 12.3.2, I think on the end of that first sentence, which covers three lines, and it says, be submitted to the employer's Board of Commissioners within 14 calendar days of, 14 calendar days, it needs to have a, of what? 14 calendar days of the grievance not being settled, etc. It doesn't give a defined beginning of the 14 days. But that could be spelled out with the renegotiation. It would be, I would think, of the final settling, not settling of the grievance in 12.31 would be the date, but it doesn't say that per se. This doesn't have a starting date for the 14 days to start. As the only other comment I had when I read it. That's a wordsmithing comment.
So, Chief Marthen, could you bring that to the table as well? That last comment from Dr. Appleton?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments or actionable items? Okay, well done. So the bottom line is we go back to contract negotiations. Chief Marthen, what kind of time frame are you anticipating in this regard?
I will contact their representative tonight and see if we can't get a meeting for tomorrow morning.
Very good. Thank you, sir. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Can the board hear a motion for adoption of the four items under consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I do. Let me just make sure I'm at the right spot. The regular meeting notes of August the 22nd, I think my action was that the government allocate da-da-da-da-da-da to review run number that we have been discussing, you know, identifier can't be used. But the intent of that was to review the run from call out to hospital door, but also the post-run reviews. If there was an RCA done or there's post-run reviews to include those if they were done correctly, timely, and if their scope was correct.
Well, it seems to me that the post-run reviews are intrinsic to the overall management from Salmon Island EMS. Do you agree with that, Jerry?
Yes.
So the point is they will be included.
That's my understanding. It's
just as long as we have that noted and that's our understanding, I'm okay with the...
Does the board concur that that's what the motion represented?
Yes.
Both prior to and after the fact?
Well, It would be the run itself plus the quality.
The quality assurance. The quality.
Well, the debriefing, which is really.
And everything out, the debriefing afterwards, so that would be considered part of the run.
As long as we all agree on that.
I would think that would be typical.
Mark?
Yeah.
Alisa?
Yeah.
Okay, so understood, very good. Any other comments with regards to consent agenda?
No.
Call for the vote?
Aye.
Do we get a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Very good. And I see Mark is nodding his head, so it passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is recognition of Fire District Chief Brad Creasy for his outstanding service to this community, which included 35 years with Fire 3 and other fire divisions, as well as 24 years as a San Juan Island EMT. He has received many accolades. Matter of fact, the latest of which was he was elected as EMT of the month in July of this year. The PhD board, I'm sure, in its entirety would like to honor him and thank him so much for his outstanding community service. On a more personal level, I think Rebecca Smith, since she has coexisted and been under Brad's wing for many, many years, has a few comments as well. Rebecca?
I have about an hour worth of recognition for Brad because he loves this. I would just like to say that I first met Brad 25 years ago when I made a very important decision in my life to become a volunteer firefighter. He trained me then. He supported me as fire commissioner for 6 years. He mentored me when I became an EMT, which was another secondary decision in my life. Time flies, and here we are, and we're still talking to each other.
Across the room.
Yes, only at arm's distance. So I would like to also add thank you for your long commitment to volunteer services and to our community and for our friendship.
Thank you.
And we won't miss you. And you don't get flowers.
Thank you.
I move that Brad give a speech.
What did he go more?
Don't anyone dare second me.
Thanks again, Brad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the next item on the agenda is the San Juan County PhD number one operations report. Pam Hutchins, ma'am.
Thank you. For the month of August, we had cash receipts in the amount of $10,070.06, and of that total, $8,508.82 were property tax revenues, and a small $277.38 was leasehold tax. The San Juan Island EMS reimbursed the district for $1,282.86 of their half of the 2015-2016 audit expenses, and that was the last expenses from that audit, 2015-2016. The total cash available at the end of August is $292,903.24. In the disbursements, the county, we had $537,133.99 for August, and yes, that is a very large amount, but that was because we paid Peace Health, Peace Island Medical Center, their subsidy for the first half of 2018, and that ran from January 1st through June 30th of 2018, and that was $511,294.01. So the regular accounts payable for the month without that large expenditure was $25,839.98. We did not have any payroll expense for August for the commissioners because we pay you quarterly. And so therefore we did not have any payroll taxes for August. The commissioners received a $14 per meeting raise effective July 1st. Every 5 years per RCW 70.44.50, they study what the fees are set for, and so they raised them $14 per meeting for effective July 1st. So your next checks will reflect that for your next quarter. There were no public record costs for August, and the revenue and expenditure by fund report that was included in your packet for August shows a budgeted amount, the August expenditures, and then the year-to-date actual. And over on the right side, you're familiar with looking at these reports from EMS also, the percent of budget that was expended at the end of August, we should be at about 67%. And if you run down the column, the most notable over the budget is legal and accounting expenses, and that's because of the longer audit from the Washington State auditors, and also the legal expenses from Bradburg were not submitted timely to us, and they came in 2018, and they were really for 2017. That was about $12,000, so that pushed our legal expense up also. And the property and liability insurances are higher because we pay them quarterly, so it will even out at the end of the year. And also the district expenses. Also, we paid more out in front for the conference that we that Commissioner Evers and I attended in June, and I have been attending meetings for the North Sound Accountable Communities of Health. Those expenses are in there, and also some books were purchased for commissioners, so that makes up that district expense category. Do you have any questions? No? Okay. Then we'll proceed to the operation report. We, as you know, we've had a very busy summer for the Inter Island Medical Center. We're in the middle of our fourth contract, under contract for from spring from HWV Properties LLC, which came in to us on September 7th, and the commissioners voted to accept it on September 11th. It has a 21-day feasibility period with $15,000 earnest money. That 21-day feasibility period is coming up to end around October 4th, so we're getting very close to that, and hopefully this one will meet that period and surpass it, and proceed to closing around November 16th, and that would be nice because then we can adjust our the 2019 proposed budget, because it doesn't have to be into the county until November 30th. The Citizen Advisory Group is meeting again on October 3rd, and these meetings usually take place at our district office at 849 Spring Street, Unit B5. And then they will have another meeting on October 17th at 6:30, and they have scheduled for that meeting to have Scott Williams of Orcas Fire and Rescue, the chief there, speak with them, and Dr. Michael Sullivan, the San Juan County Medical Program Director, will also be speaking that meeting. And you can find the information from the Citizens Advisory Group on our district website, and listed there are meeting times, past meeting minutes, audios. So if you want to hear about what they are doing, you can go to our website and find that information out. We've been talking about the Washington State Auditors coming back to do a short financial statement audit. They changed the date again. Hopefully, this is the last date change. They're going to do pre-planning the last week in November, so that means we can send the information to them. It will shorten our audit costs because they won't be coming here. And then they'll be on site for the week of December 10th. And they don't think that it will take longer than the 2 weeks, probably shorter is what they tell me. And then the I was asked to present in front of the Board of Health on September 19th to talk about the senior long-term care problem. And as you know, the district voted, the board voted to become a member of the hospital district network. We make 13 hospital districts represented for this community-based long-term care network. This network has similar problems as what our district has been facing with nursing centers closing and the effects on rural communities. There was a slowdown in the summertime with several people having medical leave and then just summer vacations, but they are picking back up with their meetings. And our some key people from our district and the network are having a meeting on October 4th at 11 o'clock, a conference call with the network facility planner to talk about next step of a feasibility study to exactly determine what our county needs as far as with demographics and what exactly we should be doing to just in our community for that, and that we look forward to that meeting to get more information on that, and I will update you that in the October meeting.
Pam, have you been communicating with the new superintendent for Lopez and Orcas?
Yes. The new superintendent for Orcas is Ann Presson. She has also been the superintendent for Lopez. And so they had contracted her for halftime at Lopez. Orcas offered her the other half of the job, so she is the superintendent for both, which makes it nice to communicate with her. She's also going to be on the telephone call for October 4th. The Lopez and Orcas do want to be kept in the loop on the senior long-term nursing issues. Orcas is still, newly formed hospital district. They have several things they're working on right now, but they still, want to be included for when they have met their startup things for that. And Ann comes over and also attends the North Sound ACH updates, and so she's very active and wanting to be a part of what happens here. And do you have any further questions? No? Then that's my operations report.
Thank you.